Before we go home this evening, I think it's extremely important that we meet in executive session. I want to read a statement that I prepared earlier this afternoon to the entire board, a public statement concerning board confidentiality. And I'm doing it at a public meeting rather than a closed session after talking to Vito this afternoon, the board attorney. And then I want us to go into executive session where I have some information that I want to disseminate to all the board members. I've spoken with the board attorney earlier today. He has advised me to make a statement in public tonight. I am deeply saddened to have to make the following statement. For some time now, I have been concerned about the matter of confidentiality. There have been occasions when things have been discussed in executive session or in private conversations that have then shown up online in quotation marks. Unfortunately, I now believe, or at least it appears, that there are board members that are not only breaching confidentiality and feeding a member of the community information, it appears they may have also gone so far as to attempt to act independently of the board in collusion with an unelected member of the community by contacting the State Department of Education to request assistance in completing our local budget. I am in possession of an email exchange between the unelected member of the community and the Department of Education, in which he represents himself as contacting them on behalf of board members and states that one of two specific board members by name will be calling the Department of Education. I know for a fact that one of those board members did indeed contact the Department of Education, although I do not know the specific details of that call. I do know that following the phone call from the unelected member of the community, the Department of Education had no intention of getting involved with our local budget. Even if the two board members did not intend to usurp the authority of the Board of Education as a whole, they may have violated the New Jersey School Board Member Code of Ethics. It is quite disturbing that neither one of the two board members named within the email forwarded the email to the rest of the board, nor did they see fit to inform the superintendent of schools, the interim business administrator, or the president of the Board of Education that they had been copied on and named within an email stating that they would contact the Department of Education, especially in light of the fact that the email states, "We have to work outside the box," and that the Department of Education needs to be creative. Their silence regarding this speaks volumes. I do not know what the intentions of these two board members are. However, I have been in contact with our board attorney, and he advised me to make this statement in public. He has also advised me that I am, on behalf of the board, within my rights to ask these members for their resignations. At this time, I'm only asking that these board members to search their hearts for why they chose to serve on the Board of Education and how they conduct themselves. I am very concerned about the ability of this board to move forward and work together. Parents, staff, and members of the Board of Education need to feel confident that they can meet with the Board of Education in executive session and not have the content of their discussions revealed. The board attorney has recommended that the board send a letter to Commissioner Cerf, to the Department of Education official that was contacted, and the county superintendent, informing them that the unelected member of the community does not speak for or represent the Clinton Township Board of Education in any way, shape, or form. And now I would like to have a motion to go into executive session, please.
So moved.
So moved by Mark. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ken. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I have some information that I'll distribute in executive session.